Ladies and gents, welcome to the LWIM podcast. This is your host, Gio. I'm the youth leader of LWIM in Miami, Living Word Youth Ministries in Miami, Florida. On this edition of the podcast, I think it's important that we deal with the Boy Scouts controversy. By now, you have probably heard that the Boy Scouts are thinking about, like they're saying, it is my understanding that they are in the process, rather, of accepting and lifting the restriction, the ban on homosexuals serving leadership positions in the Boy Scouts. Interestingly enough, we have many people, including Christians, who are advocating for this type of move from the Boy Scouts. And you'll find that maybe your friends, your teachers, colleagues, whatever the case may be, might be saying that this might not be a bad idea after all, because in reality, we need to stop discriminating against homosexuals. We need to stop and give homosexuals their due place in society, because they also deserve human rights. There's a couple of things that I want to touch upon in this particular podcast in reference to these falsehoods that are continually promulgated throughout our society. Number one, let's talk about the word discrimination, shall we? Today we find that homosexual activist groups like GLAAD, NAMBLA, the Human Rights Campaign, which is not a human rights campaign, it's a, I guess I would call it, accept the homosexual lifestyle, not as a sinful thing, but just as a normal thing campaign. They're trying to, they use these words, and these are the people that they love to redefine words and take them away from their original meaning so that they can give them negative connotations, so that you won't be categorized in that manner, as which they are saying that you are. For example, they're talking today about discrimination. And today, discrimination has become something that is exclusive with either race or sexual orientation. But yet, if you look at the original definition of the word discrimination, you will find that discrimination basically means to be able to distinguish between one thing and another. That's far-fetched from the typical definition that activists, especially liberal activists, give to the word discrimination. Years ago, teachers considered it an honor to teach their students, or rather not students, pupil. That's another word that has been redefined. You'll notice that the word pupil is no longer used. Teachers used to teach their pupils to discriminate, and that was a badge of honor for them. Gee, what do you mean by that? Well, if you take the proper definition of discrimination, which is to consider distinguish the differences between one thing and another, you'll find that part of the teacher's job, at least those that had a sound mind, was to teach their children, those pupils, the difference between right and wrong, the difference between thinking for yourself and thinking what the secular society tells you what to think. So it wasn't only the subjects of math, reading, science, history that took place in the classroom, but rather critical thinking skills, how to analyze certain things and be able to tell the difference between right and wrong, hot and cold, low and high, fat, skinny, black, white, different colors, whatever the case may be. But nowadays, the word has been redefined. Why? Because those redefinitionists, they would use these words, apply negative connotations to them so that they will categorize those that do have the truth and should be speaking the truth as whatever it is that they want to define them as. And in the redefinition of words, takes it away from their original meaning, then we take away the purity, the soundness of such words, and we can no longer employ those words because they have been used exclusively by those that are promoting a sinful agenda. Discrimination. Very interesting. Today, it's been exclusively defined as discrimination against, when you think about discrimination today, you think about giving somebody the cold shoulder because you hate blacks or you hate homosexuals. That's the common definition. That's what the talking heads would have you believe. Now, Gio, what does this all have to do with the Boy Scouts? I'll get to that in just a second. It'll tie in. Just give me a couple more minutes of your time. Number two. We do live in a capitalist system, do we not? In other words, competition, creates supposedly the best product, right? If the Boy Scouts, or rather, let me put it this way, homosexuals want to infiltrate the Boy Scouts because they say that the Boy Scouts discriminate. There's that word again. The Boy Scouts discriminate against somebody who wants to participate in the Boy Scouts because, again, it's a human rights issue. Okay. So why can't homosexuals open up or debut their own version of the Boy Scouts, homosexual Boy Scouts, and compete against the Boy Scouts and see where the public stands on this? You offer the public two different options, and wherever the public wants to send their children, then that's where they will send their children. Why the infiltration? Why the imposition? Do you know why? Because for years, more than 100 years, the Boy Scouts have been around to promote the ideas of God, neighbor, country. That's been the whole idea behind the Boy Scouts. As a matter of fact, if you read the Scouts swearing in, the Scouts, what they swear by, it's very interesting. They say that they have a duty to God, to their neighbor, to the country. And as a matter of fact, part of the things that the Boy Scouts swear to live by is to have a mind that is aware, not only a mind that is aware, but also to walk morally straight. Now, if we're talking about walking morally straight, then why is it that the homosexuals would want to infiltrate themselves into the Boy Scouts, especially into leadership positions? Isn't that totally contrary to what the Bible says about living a pure lifestyle, homosexuality, that is? Of course. So no longer can the Boy Scouts take this, they can't take that oath anymore because they can't walk morally straight anymore because now they're recognizing something that is biblically, it's antithetical to biblical principles. But that's not the way that homosexuals would want you to see it. That's not the way that these activists would want you to see it. It's impressive to me how much noise a group so small can make in our society. Remember that homosexuals make up less than 3% of the population, and yet they have one of the loudest voices in our society today. Why is that? Well, because they have all of the corners, if you will, the big corners, on their side. Hollywood, big screen, small screen, radio, television industry, you know, movie industry, politicians. They have them all in the bag, if you will. And therefore, there's a constant promotion of this type of behavior, which is sinful. And you'll find probably with your friends in school and others, talking heads from the society, that they'll continually try to bash you over the head if you're a Christian and you say, nope, homosexuality is against the Bible, and they'll call you a little bit of everything. Bigoted, discriminatory, and they'll use all these other words. And of course, you'll find yourself in a situation where you might be frozen because you're not one to confront others. Or if you've done your homework, you would dissect the claims that they are making and find them publicly, of course, to be fallacious. Well, how do you do that, Gio? Examine what it is that they're calling you. Look up those words and see and examine what it is that they're calling you and turn the argument against these people. Think about it. When they call you a bigot and an intolerant individual, then all you have to respond to them is, then why are you so, you're calling me a bigot, you're calling me intolerant, why are you so bigoted and intolerant towards my point of view? In other words, the intolerance and bigotry only flows one way, and you'll shut them up. You see, there are many different ways to catch a person in their falsehood. This is just one of the many. And I would suggest that you were to read your Bible. Look at the way that Jesus responds, John the Baptist responds to people who are accusing them of being whatever they accuse them of being, gluttons, people who are too strict. They accuse Jesus of being a glutton, a drunkard, being a son of fornication, etc. But Jesus always responded with the proper response, to the point where at a given point, the Jews, the Pharisees, they asked him a certain question, and he says, well, I'll answer your question if you answer this question. He left them so dumbfounded that he said, I'm not going to answer your question. Jesus, smart. He knows how to respond to his critics. We need to learn how to do the same thing and not stay quiet. This is the problem with modern day Christians. They don't know how to respond to the falsehoods that are leveled against them and against Christianity and against Jesus. We need to develop answers for the falsehoods that are constantly promulgated, disseminated through the length and width of our country, of our society, of our culture. If you do this, you will be doing a duple service. Number one, you will be helping others. How? Putting the brakes on the falsehood that others are sharing, exposing the falsehood of these individuals and how evil they are and promulgating it. And number two, you will be helping yourself because you're examining everything, like the Bible says, like Paul says, to examine everything and only to retain what is good and to withhold yourself from all forms, shades, appearance of evil. You'll be helping yourself because you're going to continue to walk in light and not allow the evil one to deceive you and therefore bump you off the path of righteousness. That's all the time I have left for this podcast. I hope that you'll find this instructive. I hope that you'll find this to be edifying for your spiritual life. We are going to continue to do these podcasts on a weekly basis. I would just ask you one thing, and I implore you from the bottom of my heart. Share these podcasts with your friends. Email them the link. Have them download these podcasts to their iPod. Have them listen to it. Have them comment on it. Have them comment on our website, lwym.org. Have them visit. Use this as an evangelistic tool so that they too can know the absolute truth in a world full of uncertainty. Once again, thank you for downloading this podcast, for listening. We hope that you will share these with your friends, with your family members, coworkers, whatever the case may be. I'll see you this coming Friday if you are in the Miami area for our Friday night youth meetings. 8 p.m., 3175 Southwest 25th Street in Miami. 3175 Southwest 25th Street in Miami. If you have any questions, feel free to email me, Gio, J-I-O, at lwym.org. May the Lord shine his face upon you.